Hello,
One
dear
take
one.
intro. One take intro. Go. Don't press stop. One take intro. Go.
Oh, boy. Hi, guys. Vitaly is joining me on the podcast today. This is a short little conversation about intentional Halloween. I could have probably spoken for 30, 40 minutes on this subject, but he is helping me keep it short and sweet at 15 minutes. If you have any more questions or thoughts on the topic, I'd love to hear them. Best place to reach me right now is on Instagram or Telegram. Both links are in the show notes.
Yeah, the baby's hungry. Okay, bye.
Baby's up.
He needs the nipple.
Do you want to talk about intentional Halloween?
We can talk about anything. What do you want to talk about? Intentional Halloween. See, I don't know. Not that big of a deal to me. Because you're doing the planning.
Yeah.
And I'm excited not to go for a walk at two different people's houses getting candy. And the girls, like, completely almost planned the whole thing themselves, didn't they? Like the knocking on each other's doors?
Yeah, because for 2 years I've been threatening to them that Halloween was going to be...
Threatening?
...canceled, and so they had to come up with something.
Let's also say that the girls were pretty good at letting go of the candies that they did get from... Like all the garbage candies. They were very good at like bringing them home. They had the fun on the walk with friends. And then you did the switch, right?
It's very interesting from a man's perspective, you know. It's
Where
like, and then
a lot more in there?
You did this, and then you planned that, and then it just, and then the kids didn't eat much candy. You know, you did a great job.
But they were pretty good at going along with how you wanted to do it, and like for them to limit them how much candy they eat. It's not like we have a bucket of candy after Halloween, and they just. Nibble at them whenever they want.
It's true. Well, we used to do that they could have like one or two a day.
But how did you do Halloween when you were young?
I will get into that, but just to get to the point of them eating candy, that we didn't do much candy. They had like three on the night of Halloween, and then I think we kept 10, and so for 5 days they would have two candies that they could eat. But I found even that was too much. Like, five, say that means 6 straight days of candy, makes a huge difference for people who don't ever eat candy.
Well, they do eat candy. They do eat chocolate. Listeners, not make it sound like they're like not getting any.
Vitaly's gonna talk real here. He's gonna tell you guys the real deal.
It's just what we.
They don't
think
eat that
know.
Much candy. Our kids.
They
don't. Like, we don't buy
but,
it.
But they do...
They get grandparents' sweets and desserts,
yeah, they
and cakes,
get,
sometimes,
they get
you know,
good,
every once in a while, but...
We try to give them good sugars. Like, when it like comes to desserts, outside of fruit and berries.
Yeah.
They do eat some chocolate, some, like, biscuits, cookies. They do.
Yeah.
You make some...
Yeah, yeah, no, that's not candy. It's not like wrapped candy. Yeah, that kind of thing we don't like.
Because there's just too many ingredients in there. It just feels gross. And we do, if you pay attention to them, you do notice the difference after they ate them.
Oh, yeah, the kids go crazy.
Yeah, and everybody knows that.
And to like poison them a little bit for a whole week didn't make sense to me. And I also didn't like... So my plan with the Switch Witch is that the kids give their candy, they put it outside, and they give it to the Switch Witch so that she can make potions with it. And sometimes, you know, I would take that whole bag of candy and keep it in the garage, and then you would end up eating it and complain about heartburn and, you know, being sick. And
this year, they didn't eat any.
You didn't eat any. I didn't
last
eat one
year,
oh, this
I
year
didn't
also,
eat.
Actually.
Yeah, you just feel horrible after all those candies. Especially
you lied.
Especially,
you did eat a Snickers bar, I think, this week, didn't you?
Yeah, I was very hungry at work. It's very...
How did you feel?
Very horrible. It just doesn't... Like, you don't feel nourished or...
No,
like
you feel
you
poisoned.
I was hungry, so I needed to go somewhere close. And that was
Yeah.
Circle K or like the gas station was the closest thing. So I went and I got that. And I felt like I didn't eat. Like I didn't get anything from it.
And you were burned internally.
Yeah, it just sucked.
Yeah. So for me, throwing
it out... It might be delicious for like 3 seconds. But after you finish it, it's like, oh.
Yeah, totally.
Because we are so used to eating good quality food that nourishes you.
Yeah, because as a kid, oh my God, we would fill like a whole pillowcase full. And then it was supposed to be in a certain place where we were only allowed a certain amount. But I was like the sneaky child who would steal from everybody else. And I would eat so much candy. It was a bad thing. It was like, I was like, it was not healthy. And it led to like my secret binge eating and bulimia later in life. So I have that association with Halloween.
I only did one Halloween. The first year when we came to Canada.
Oh, wow. So you were
13. But I was already like pretty old.
Right. So you don't have the like kid memory of Halloween.
Nope. But I do have a memory of eating a lot of candy.
And what happened?
And I was just thinking that it's very different how a child, like our children's tolerance for candy is very different than adults.
It's higher.
Remember? Yeah. Like,
yeah.
As a kid, whenever adults told me like, oh, wait till you grow up, you won't want to have sugars. And I'm like, no way. What are you saying? I'll always want my Snickers. I'll always want these things. But then now we grow up and it's like, how we digest it or whatever is different. But my body as a kid had like all these blisters.
Like eczema type stuff. Yeah,
from that. I might have like digested it and like I'm fine. Like as a kid you have so much energy. I guess maybe digestive energy too or something. You like run through it.
Well, I think in Ayurveda they talk about how kids are more influenced by kapha, so they can have more
sugars,
heavy and sweet, and yeah, like they their constitution actually needs that,
but it does not has to come from
that
from
chemical just
also yeah. Probably like 20-30 years ago the quality of chocolate and candy was way better than nowadays.
Yeah, because your dad works for a factory where they make cookies.
Yeah.
Right.
I worked used to make dad's double cookies. Bubble, smubble double, whatever it's
and
called.
You worked as double bubble as a teen. And we've heard from your dad that the ingredient list got like
it just grows and grows
five
and grows.
Times longer than when it was when he started working there, what, 20 yeah. years ago? And what did you have to wear at double bubble?
It's just masks everywhere because it was like it would burn your lungs if you didn't. Fun stuff.
So the chemicals in double bubble would burn your lungs if you breathe them in. But also I'm thinking in terms of like a chemistry point of view, sometimes when you add two ingredients together there's like a chemical reaction and they balance each other out.
Sure.
But
like if you're at home cooking something, you're gonna wear a mask too. Like no, I'm gonna make these cookies. Yeah. Let's wear a mask because this one thing with another thing, it's craziness. It's just garbage.
Even
it's
to all just think for of like putting workers through that so that that kind of thing can be made, like to me doesn't make sense, you know, so that we can have something that we can chew. So, yeah, what do you think about the ancestor altar? That's kind of our way of making this time of year more intentional.
I like it. I'm in general not a big fan of pictures of dead people.
Yeah.
Even if they're relatives and like people that I prefer to keep those memories within me or maybe talk about them. I don't like pictures for some reason.
Do you think it's important for the kids though? Because to have the picture of the person?
Maybe for that one time in a year. But
I find it's a very intense thing that I wouldn't want around the rest of the year, and I like that it comes out once.
I like that because I do have memories of being a kid and going through old pictures. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's this and that. But definitely not something that you hang and just keep for the entire year.
Yeah, because it does. They definitely have an energy, those pictures. Like there's like a presence, I would say, And I do find it cool that the kids, like Leia, will look at the pictures and she'll say, wow, we have a lot of ancestors.
Oh, I think it's great.
And, you know, there's like, what, maybe 30, 40 people on there. And it is cool to think of the number of people who came before you.
Yeah.
And we talk about, you know, how they were people who had, you know, good qualities and bad qualities and who had lived hardship and good times. And we just, I say that like lightly now, and in the future, I kind of want to go into some of those stories more in depth as is appropriate, and even study history based on like the lifetimes of the ancestors. That's kind of, yeah, very much looking into that. And luckily I have, you know, my grandparents who wrote books actually based on their ancestors. So I was kind of brought up with their influence of like telling the stories, making sure the story is told.
Yep. You'll probably be the one to continue writing books, family books.
Oh, I definitely want to.
Ancestral tree.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone in your family would do that. I think it's up to you.
Yeah, which is why I have to ask my grandma more questions. I'm very interested in writing about actually like the emotional work that happens between generations. And I think that's like a very private thing to write about. But I'd like to write part of my own life and thinking of the generational, you know, boons and karma.
Good and bad. Here's what I think is even more important about this intentional Halloween thing.
Yeah.
It's more that of teaching kids that it's okay to do things differently. Because remember last New Year's Christmas when we didn't have a Christmas tree and we like built something?
Yeah.
Like this Halloween, it's crazy how like they can get super creative.
Mm.
And it takes them outside of a box of like, this is how this thing is done. This is how Christmas is done. This is how Halloween is done. This is how your birthday is done, because everyone else's birthday is done this way. It's super cool to see how creative Leia and Rana get with just like nothing around. They start like making something out of nothing.
Totally.
And I think that's the biggest lesson of not even just intentional Halloween, let's see your ancestors, just allowing them to do something differently. And not only allowing them, but like suggesting and influencing to them that like, why don't we do something different? And then they grow up, I think, they'll take those having lessons
freedom
into like other things in life. Yeah, they'll be great thinkers. They're not so just going to see.
To me, this is like your Aquarius.
Yeah, they're side not just going to see one solution to a problem. They're going to like always. I think the biggest thing here is that they'll be influenced by us to always seek like a way out from a bad problem, even, you know?
Yeah.
From a certain thing in their life, which they'll have, because everyone goes through something. They'll see like, oh, I remember like we did things differently. Like there's always a way. That's what like my biggest thing here is.
I also remember you talking about the energy of Halloween where it's like kids just go around asking for candy. And it's got a bit of a like greedy tinge to it.
Yeah, they do nothing. They just knock on doors.
I find is when they're littler, like 3, 4, it's like very cute and they're kind of unaware. But it quickly becomes when they're 7, 8. We saw it with our daughter last year and the year before. Especially when she did it with friends, that it was like, let's run to as many houses and get as much candy. Quick, quick, quick. We have to go fast. And it was like, I mean, there were other influence, like outside influence on our daughters for that. But it was wild to witness that.
And they just, and the expectation that they have is that if I knock on a door, those people have to give me candy.
Because
this is the day where they have to give me candy. It just feels wrong in many different ways.
So one of my ideas was to go around to the neighbors and like tell jokes to the neighbors and say like, this year I'm not collecting candy. I'm going to tell you a joke instead, because I love the like neighborhood aspect of it. And we even thought this year of like bringing people cookies, and we would have, but I didn't make enough. That's
not the thing. Speak the truth. Those cookies you made were molasses cookies, and like, they're like, we like them, the girls like them, but I'm pretty sure like the neighbors will not like
them. I saw the look you gave me when I suggested that yesterday. I didn't think that's what you meant.
They're like,
I love those high cookies. Iron cookies. I think people will love those cookies. You think they're like health cookies that are gross?
They're more like a health cookie than like, oh, look at this chocolate chip Tim Hortons delicious
cookie. Oh my God, that's really funny. And for me, they're like my special treat. They've got a lot of sugar in them, those ones.
They're good.
By the way, it's the Oshi Glows ginger molasses cookie recipe. I make the probably starting from now to Christmas, like 5 or 6 batches of those. Yep.
All right. Final notes on this podcast. How long? 15 minutes. Great.
Wait, you also, we did the family meditation. Do you like that?
It's our family meditation is always a crazy thing.
Well, especially with a toddler. One
child seeks for a nipple. Others are like rolling around searching for the best spot in their nose to grab a booger. I mean, they're pretty good, like, for the first minute, and then they start drifting. But it's still important to do that. I think it's still fun. Just, we had great eye contact and laughing about all of it. It's great.
Yeah, we had really fun moments.
Okay. Fini? It was a great episode. I like 15 minutes.
I was totally going to do like a half hour episode about this.
15 minutes is great. Stop.
I'm trying to think now if there's more that I wanted to say. But I think I was able to get everything in.
See? I influenced a short.
Well, that's why I want you here. I think you're going to be useful for this. But
and then we move on. We'll have another topic for you tomorrow. Like and subscribe. Subscribe. Not subscribe. It's subscribe. Okay?
Yeah, I guess that's good. Okay, fine.
Intentional Halloween.
Intentional podcast.
Yeah, well, we've talked more than about intentional Halloween. Just great. I like it. 15 minutes. We did it.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Follow the walk of the wild ones into the woods and the darkness. Rebirth the ways of the ancient ones whose tracks were washed away in blood. It falls to us now to open up and taste beyond what we've been fed. Take up the phoenix fire of cleansing, change to light the path instead. Follow the walk of the wild ones into the woods and the darkness. Rebirth the ways of the ancient ones whose tracks were washed away in blood. It falls to us now to open up and taste beyond what we've been fed. Take up the phoenix fire of cleansing, change to light the path instead. Step by step through the unknown, I'll be your light and you'll be mine. In darkness, let love light the way to feed the soil of changing times. Step by step through the unknown, I'll be your light and you'll be mine. In darkness, let love light the way to feed the soil of changing times. Follow the walk of the wild ones into the woods and the darkness. Rebirth the ways of the ancient ones whose tracks were washed away in blood. It falls to us now to open up and taste beyond what we've been fed. Take up the phoenix fire of cleansing, change to light the path instead. Step by step through the unknown, I'll be your light and you'll be mine. In darkness, let love light the way to feed the soil of changing times. Step by step through the unknown, I'll be your light and you'll be mine. In darkness, let love light the way to feed the soil of changing times.